and four deputy mayors resigned over the fallout from that request. And Governor Kathy Hochul has been holding meetings over whether to remove Adams, who says he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
On a vote of 51 to 45, the Senate has confirmed Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary in a Senate vote on Kash Patel. Head the FBI may come tomorrow. Democrats oppose him, but on their own, they don't have the votes to block his confirmation. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 197 points, the NASDAQ 61 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For many out on the streets with no address, when the hope dies, it's hard to be found.
You get these people off our streets now.
It's not that simple.
They're human beings. Where are they meant to go?
Homelessness could happen to anyone.
I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Their story is our story.
You never know in life why things work out the way they do.
Never give up.
No Address, starring William Baldwin, Ashanti, and Ty Pennington, in theaters February 28th. Get your tickets at noaddressmovie.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Carroll County School Board plans to ask the county for more funding to avoid staffing cuts. The board voted to request additional funding to address its deficit, along with money to align the county with the blueprint for Maryland's future. The board says without the additional funding, more than 90 positions could be cut over the next 2 years to become compliant with the state's education reform plan. Members of the Carroll Education Coalition gathered outside of the school district office to let board members know that they are opposing the proposed cuts. 10 Baltimore restaurants are receiving grants from the DoorDash Restaurant Disaster Relief Fund as they recover from the losses they suffered after the Key Bridge collapsed last March. The $10,000 grants are being provided through a partnership between the Food Delivery Service, the Maryland Restaurant Association, and Governor Moore's office. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, everyone. Jack Gilden in for the eminent Gary Stein. We begin this morning in the Florida sunshine, where the Orioles are intrigued by their 35-year-old rookie pitcher, Tamayuki Sugano. He may be untried in the American League, but in Japan, he's already a legend with the equivalent of 2 Cy Young Awards and 3 MVPs. He came all the way across the Pacific to report on Sunday. He threw on Monday, and he is undoubtedly a player to watch as the spring unfolds. Now we travel from the sunshine to the indoors where basketball is played. After a few years in the wilderness, the Maryland Terps are back in ranked number 20 in late February. As we speak, they're preparing to take on USC tomorrow night. March Madness is just around the corner, and the Terps are peaking, often with 5 players scoring in the double digits. Can you imagine former Orioles manager Earl Weaver, one of the most famous umpire haters in history, leaping out of the dugout to scream and rain spittle in the face of a robot? Well, this spring it may come to that for today's managers. That's because MLB will be testing a new automated balls and strikes system called ABS in about 60% of this year's spring training games. This electronic eye will allow teams to challenge ball and strike calls that they feel the old-fashioned umpire might have blown. The program is still in development, and they won't be using it in this year's regular season. And that is Stein on Sport.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We are stuck in the deep freeze until Friday when we finally get above freezing. Today, a slight chance of a snowflake or two, 30 the high, scattered light snow an inch or less tomorrow, 30 tomorrow, Friday sunny and 39. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Currently 24 degrees in Bel Air, 25 in Halethorpe, and 22 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Wednesday. It is Hump Day. And you're here listening to Kim Klasick Live, which I appreciate. I know you got options. But I have to ask you, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? I think we had a really good show so far today. And of course, we have an hour left. And then afterwards, you'll be able to join Rob Carson. But earlier, we were talking about the ridiculous bills, House Bill 380, which allows condoms to be sold via vending machine to kindergartners. Yes, that's actually on the floor as we speak in Annapolis. And then there was another bill, because we were joined by Delegate LaToya Cogolo. Again, thank you, Delegate, for joining us. And she was telling us about House Bill 161. And basically, that delegate, she would like for your kids in public schools to be taught about different ways to be intimate, even at a very young age, early as elementary school students. And it's, you know, far beyond what we learned in sex ed way back when. So, of course, we were talking about that. And then also we were talking about this this idea that Trevor Noah had. And Trevor Noah used to be a host on Comedy Central. And that led us to our question of the day, and that is at WCBM.com right now, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Did desegregation have more pros or cons? And we're asking this question. You can partake in that poll, WCBM.com. And I know I've got some people on the line we're going to get to here as well. We're asking this question because, of course, I think many of us agree that, you know, living amongst each other, you know, great idea. We love our neighbors. I don't care where they're from. I don't care what color they are. But the way that we handled desegregating here in America, was it the right way? Because when you look at it, it does seem as though that it was very abrupt, very aggressive, and we really threw a lot of kids into it, almost as if the adults didn't want to really handle it, right? It was all about integrating the schools first. And I thought that's a very interesting take that they had. Now that you know, now that we're having this conversation, looking back at it, you're like, wait a minute, is this what fueled so much resentment between the races? You know, obviously there was slavery, Jim Crow, and so many other things, obviously. But the way that we handled integrating the communities, I don't know if that was the best approach. And so I'm getting your feedback on it, Peter in Hamilton. Peter, thank you so much for holding on. What say you on this?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but years ago I worked at the Maryland Inn in Annapolis, and it was a hotel and a restaurant, and the owner put on a big spread for the employees and their families once a year, food and drink. And I noticed everybody sat in their group. The Vietnamese sat in a group, the blacks, the whites, the Spanish people, but everybody enjoyed themselves, and after they ate, they circulated around. And it was just a natural thing. There were no set parameters.
Yeah.
And I belonged to a little ethnic church in Greektown, and after I got acquainted with the groups there, there's segregation there. There's people from this island that sit over here, people from that island of Greece that sit over here. But everybody's getting along fine, but they feel comfortable in their groups.
Yeah, and yeah.
I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah. No, Peter, that's a great point. No, that's a great point. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week. And, you know, similar here, I got a text here from Calvin. Calvin says, good morning, Kim. I was segregated in high school by attending an all-male school. My wife attended an all-female school. And guess what? We managed it and we survived. Yes. Yes, you did, Calvin. And so, you know, the way that we went about this, was that the right way? I don't know. I got Tori in Denton. Tori, what say you?
I think it's I think desegregation was actually a really good thing, but also we tend to, like, really separate ourselves from everybody else sometimes because we end up being our own worst enemy. And I myself can tell you that I've suffered from bullying from every race, unfortunately, but that's just part of life, you know? You got to take the good with the bad. But in retrospective, I am from the Eastern Shore, and we tend to, like, just accept everybody regardless of what you look like, where you come from. You know, being a firefighter has really, really opened my eyes to being, like, a good person in general. And sometimes, and honestly, in our line of work, you know, we end up being with each other, and we separate ourselves in cliques sometimes. But
yeah.
that's just how the fire service is, unfortunately. But I think it's done. I think it's been a tremendous advancement in human life in general when it comes to desegregation.
Yeah.
And there was some kind. I think there has been some kind to it because we can be our own worst enemy. I have seen it myself numerous times. Growing up in the South, when I went on vacation with my mom, you know, as well, really opened up my eyes to what was possible. But I didn't really see all of Virginia, but I saw like the lower portion of it during growing up. But I think anybody can be hateful towards each other regardless of who you are. But I also need to share some information with your team after the show because it's important. I got to share it with your team. It's important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tori, thank you so much, and thank you for your service as well. We appreciate you guys putting your lives on the line every day in the fire department. Thank you. And look, we you know what? When you really think about this, it was going to happen naturally, right? Desegregation, it would have happened naturally. Did we have to force one another? That, I guess that's the question here. Lucy in Bel Air. Lucy, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, people forget what schools were like in the 50s when all this began. Schools, there were a lot of schools. They were small. They were neighborhood schools. And the neighborhoods were segregated. So it took years of changing practices of real estate sales that helped desegregate everybody. And that's why we had to have so much busing. My mother used to brag about when she was a baby, she lived around the corner from Frank Sinatra. And she would draw a straight line. This was the Italian street. Then she drew a line that intersected it. She said, and this was the German street. And, you know, that was just the way neighborhoods would, you know, just have their own group.
Yeah, yeah. And somebody, a caller pointed out earlier, I mean, we still have Greektown, you've got Chinatown. I mean, you still have these, you know, everybody's kind of in their own group as it is. But, you know, it's if, you know, if I go to Chinatown and I want to get something to eat, nobody's going to look at me like I have two heads. So it's, you know what I mean? It's, I felt as though it probably would have happened naturally regardless. Mm-hmm.
Change is not only in the schools, but changes in real estate have to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Lucy, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, a lot of great points this morning. And if you're just joining us, we're on this topic because Trevor Noah used to be on Comedy Central, now has a podcast. He was saying, he's not from America, by the way. I think, is Trevor Noah, maybe I can ask Brian, the producer. I think he's from South Africa. Yes. Yeah, Brian says yes. So he was wondering if the way that we handled desegregation here in America was the right way, because that could have fueled so much more resentment here that we see today, which you know what? It could have. And so that's the question of the day. Did desegregation have more pros or cons? It is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Go to WCBM.com. Right now, 52% of you said it had pros. 48% of you said it had more cons. Look, there's no wrong answer here. There really isn't, in my view. I've got Chuck in Brooklyn Park. Chuck, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim. I think that it comes down to there's a Bible, a whole passage, a whole page about this. It says to welcome people into Israel, welcome strangers, welcome foreigners, but don't let them change your thinking and what your beliefs are. If they start to change things, then they have to be expelled. They're to be welcomed as people that want to become part of you, not you of them.
And
it's pretty simple. Yeah. I'll let you go.
Yeah. Well, no, thank you for that, Chuck. I appreciate it. Of course, there's a passage on this, right? I mean, look, do I hope that President Trump makes English the official language here in America? Yes, I do. I heard someone mention it during, you know, as he was running for office. I haven't heard him mention it lately. He's got a lot on his plate, obviously. But I do hope that he does do that. And I think that, you know, caller mentioned it, many countries, when you go to, you know, France or where have you, you know, it's kind of, look, you speak their language, and if you don't, you better figure out what they're talking about. You know, where we are, we're one of the only places, I believe, in the world where we're like, oh, you speak Spanish? Oh, please hold. Let me go get a translator. You know, it's like we've been bending over for quite some time on that one. I personally, I'm over it. I don't know how you feel about it. So I've got Mark in Salisbury. Mark, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I just Denzel Washington had a commercial. I don't know if you've seen it. About it was kind of geared towards racism, but he wanted a black producer for a particular film that he was doing, and they were asking him, "Well, why does it have to be a black producer? Why can't it just be a good producer?" Because it was a black film, he wanted a black producer, and he said, "It's because a white person will never know what it's like to run a hot comb." Through, and he explained it better than I can. I can't remember it.
Through your hair. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that really made me think about, you know, when we desegregated, it was kind of like being fed through a fire hose. But you have two different, it's not just skin color, but it's a culture. Like Trevor Lawrence said, you know, when black people get together and they have make a comment or a gesture or, you know, some kind of action, I might not understand it as a white person, but in their culture, it's understood across the board. So I you know, in that way, trying to mash two cultures together and expect, you know, the blacks to act like whites or the whites to act like blacks, that's a big con, because we like the previous caller said, we don't want to change the people. We want them to share our cultures. But sometimes it's hard to blend together when the cultures are a little different. I don't know if that's making any sense to you, but, you know, Denzel, you know, kind of hit the nail on the head. There are some things, as white people, we just will not understand and cannot understand about the black culture because we're not black.
Right.
And vice versa.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we can't live together.
Right.
We can't work together.
Great point there, Mark. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Yep.
Thank you. I mean, look, we can have different cultures and still have the same values. I mean, when you're looking at religions, right, whether you're a Baptist, Catholic, I mean, you do have similar values. Even if you are, say, I think a lot of Hispanic people are Catholic, right? But they also value education. They also value family structure. They, from my understanding, it could have changed a little bit lately, but from my understanding, they are pro-life and anti-abortion for sure. You see, so it's like, yes, you can live amongst each other and have the same values and still have different cultures. But, you know, I do wonder if the way that we integrated, was it the way that we should have gone about it? You know, almost kind of like forcing DEI on everybody, right? It's like, you know, the whole DEI conversation has been like a total joke now. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, you know, and hiring more people because of their skin color or sexual preference. It's like, what? That's so stupid. You hire based on merit. And the fact that it was forced the way that it was, you got a lot of pushback, right? Even I, a black person, I push back. It's like, I don't, this DEI situation is so stupid. You know, and so when you focus on skin color, you focus on those little things, I think then you end up with people saying, you know, what the heck is this? And then you do end up having this resentment because it doesn't make logical sense. All right, we'll continue this conversation. I also have some numbers coming out of ICE I want to share with you. Cult members arrested in Maryland. There's a lot going on. And I also want to make sure you can hear me okay, and hopefully you can. But if you can't, hear me, then I've got to share this message with you. Because could you imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or hearing the birds chirp, Kim Klasick live, conversation with old friends? Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially, and I don't want that for you. All right, now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, I want you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is a trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area, so please call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you. That's 1-888-FREEDOM, ConsumerCellular.com, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're wrapping up this conversation because we have other things to talk about, but I think it was a great conversation. And I appreciate all the people calling in and weighing in. I appreciate those that went to WCBM.com to partake in our poll and our question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And that question is, did desegregation have more pros or cons? And right now, 48% of you said it had more pros. 52% of you say it has more cons. And so that's kind of been the conversation, I think, even on the line here and what I see in text messages. Joe in Aberdeen said, Kim, we have voluntary segregation in our churches every week. That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. I do want to get a caller on this. I got Fred in Baltimore. Fred, how do you feel about desegregation and how we handle that here in America?
Good morning, Kim. You talked about somebody mentioned we're all in a salad bowl. You know, that's all well and good, but you can't make everybody like sardines in their salad.
Explain.
It's not going to force people to like it, you know?
Yeah, oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, because there's going to be things in the salad you don't like.
Exactly. And
yeah.
You can't force people to like sardines in their salad or on their pizza or anywhere else.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do?
Right, right. And I think that's what, you know, people have to understand. It's like, look, and I think, you know, not everybody's going to get along, as you mentioned here, Fred. And I think people should not take it, you know, when somebody doesn't want to interact with you. I think there's a lot of people that will immediately say, oh, they don't want to interact. Uh-oh, did we lose Fred there? We don't want you to, Fred, are you there? Yeah, we lost Fred. I'll continue. You know, we don't want to interact because, you know, they'll say like, oh, because of racism, you know, things like that. Possibly people don't like you because you're a jerk. You know, have you ever thought about that one? I think about that all the time, and I see it online. You know, people will post and say, oh, well, you know, people don't like such and such on The View, right? Whoopi Goldberg said this. They just don't appreciate her saying it because she's a black woman. No, Whoopi Goldberg is a jerk. And I can I can say that, you know, because I've had conversations with her myself. She's a jerk. She's not a nice person. You know, it has nothing to do with the Whoopi Goldberg skin color. Let's see. I do have some other text here that I'll read real quick. Let's see. Renee says, Kim, it's never been about color. It's been about class. That's a good point there as well, Renee. And, you know, a lot of people have to take, I think, a lot of this into consideration. As one of our callers pointed out, you need the nuance in this conversation. But I thought that was an interesting question, and I do appreciate it. Real quick, it's not that I know so much about Ruby Bridges because I remember her at school. I remember so much about Ruby Bridges because a couple years ago, my Olivia had to do a storyboard on Ruby Bridges. And then we posted it on Instagram because she wanted to send the video to her dad so he could see her presentation. Here it is. Take a listen. Okay, so we're gonna bring that up in just a second, because it's so cute, and it was about 2 years ago, I believe, and it's funny because if you've ever met Olivia or heard her on this radio show, she's very animated and she is in fact hilarious, and it's not like she's trying to be, it's just her. But when she did the project, you know, this was again in her school, Catholic school.
I do.
Oh, here we go.
I don't. Mommy does it. Okay, so you're gonna learn about hair, okay?
I can't wait to learn.
So, step one. Tell me what this number is.
No, you tell me.
All right, so, 1954, that's when she was born, right?
Yep.
The grandparents, she was born in Mississippi. She worked on their farm. November 14th, she was born, right? From 1960, she was at a white school. Mrs. Henry teaches her. All the kids went to be with Ruby. This dude is working hard, and then Miss Henry finally found Ruby, and she wrote a book.
And so what was so great about Ruby Bridges?
She was a hero!
Yes.
And that was Olivia 2 years ago. Giving her presentation on Ruby Bridges. I know it was probably hard to understand there, but she did get the concept and she understood the story. so it's interesting because even when Olivia was doing that report, she asked me, you know, why did they send Ruby Bridges to the white school? And I said, well, they were, you know, integrating everybody because we used to be segregated. And so they were just putting everybody together. And Olivia didn't think much of it. She just said, oh, good. You know, and then she walked away, you know, because that's how kids are. I wanted to share that with you. Also, we got a lot to talk about. Before I did mention, ICE is struggling to hit its numbers. I don't know if you heard, but the ICE director, Tom Homan, he's not very happy. And Tom Homan, believe it or not, he's going to be at CPAC this weekend. I am going to go down. Don't forget, you've got Rob Carson. He'll be streaming live from CPAC tomorrow and Friday. And then Andrew Langer is taking the stage at CPAC. So if you're in the area, you're at National Harbor, stop by CPAC. Say hello. Coming up next, we're going to talk about these numbers. And then also Carroll County. A lot going on in Carroll County. Putting out fires there with the school board.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There's a war of words breaking out between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Mr. Trump calling Zelensky a dictator after the Ukrainian president said that Mr. Trump was under the influence of Russian propaganda. Elon Musk suggests the work of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency transcends politics. Musk, put in charge of DOGE by the president, says that if we don't attack the waste, fraud, and abuse in government spending, we may soon find it's too late to do so. 14 Democratic state attorneys general failing in a bid to halt the work of DOGE, a federal judge rejecting their request for a temporary restraining order. New York federal judge considering whether the corruption case against New York Mayor Eric Adams should be tossed out as requested by the Justice Department. On Wall Street, the Dow down 125 points. More details at SRNNews.com. WCBM.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Acapulco Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. I appreciate WCBM's commitment to the truth. Jesus said no to truth and it will set you free. If we want to maintain the freedoms that so many in our country have fought and died for, we need to continue to fight for what we know to be right. Revisionist history in our public schools will ensure that future generations have a distorted view of our nation. Our political leaders of today are not like the statesmen of old, and so the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of our government have continued to tear apart our Constitution to make it conform to our twisted culture instead of the other way around, which is how it was intended. America needs to thank God that people who can lead and lead honestly seemingly have taken back control of our country and will lead us back to our roots. Failing to do so will certainly spell an end to America as we know it. I'll continue to bring you the truth each day as long as WCBM and our listeners remain committed to it. And at the same time, I'll pray that God is merciful to a people who could use a large dose of it. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, everyone. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. The long lacrosse season has barely begun, but the Terps are already smoking it.
Smoking!
They're 3-0 and have beaten the up-and-coming University of Richmond, local rival Loyola, and most important, they crushed number 2 Syracuse last Saturday. Next up for the juggernaut Terps is number 5 Princeton this Saturday. It will be a test to see if Maryland can continue to stack the victories against America's best teams with some of the best squads in the game still yet to come. In a bizarre story, federal prosecutors have filed charges against 7 men in a string of robberies against American professional athletes. The alleged criminals are all Chilean and were members of a South American theft ring. They ripped off some prominent athletes, including the Milwaukee Bucks' Bobby Portis and the Kansas City Chiefs' Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Other victims were from the Memphis Grizzlies and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The group is accused of stealing more than $2 million in valuables. In baseball, the boys of summer are back in spring training where the Orioles hope that their Cy Young candidate, Kyle Bradish, is fully recovered from Tommy John surgery. He put up great numbers in 2023 and last year too, posting sub-300 ERAs both times. But that was before his rendezvous with the surgeon. His recovery is going well, but he's not expected back until after the All-Star break. That's all there is to know, and that is Stein on Sports.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Lots of clouds, a little bit of snow today and tomorrow, and then the sunshine shows up just in time for the weekend. And along with it, temperatures finally begin to warm up. Only a slight chance of a snowflake today. 30 will be as warm as we get. Upper teens to low 20s tonight. Scattered light snow showers, less than an inch tomorrow. 30 the high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. They're blind are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right. You know what? I'm going to pat myself on the back today. I think today we had a good show today. I really do. I do believe that in my hearts of hearts. Look, here's the thing. We went off the beaten path, right? And we talked about something that we don't usually talk about. And it worked out. I love it. I love that you guys called in. I love that you texted. And I love that you took part in the poll. And if you're just joining us, we were talking about desegregation. here in America. So I love that. I love that about us, guys. I love this for us. All right, real quick. We got other stories to touch on here because I do have a show plan, as Brian, the producer, has reminded me that I've been all over the place today. But I did want to just mention, you know, ICE is struggling to hit its numbers. And Secretary Tom Homan is not happy at all. Like, not happy. Apparently, the expectation was to bring in, that means arresting and taking into custody for deportation. Not saying that they had to be deported at that moment, but the expectation was 1,200 per day. And that, of course, includes the entire country. And so apparently President Trump isn't very happy either about the numbers, because right now they're only bringing in, arresting or detaining 600 illegal immigrants a day. So they are not even at, you know, they're right there at half the mark. And so Tom Homan did make some comments that they're going to be ramping things up. But I do wonder if they're you know, getting into, you know, the pushback phase, especially, you know, some areas like Frederick here in Maryland or Baltimore City. Is there, you know, some friction there that prohibits them from doing their job to the best of their ability and making it sure that they're doing it quickly? I saw yesterday there was a van on fire in Philadelphia, and this video was circulating online. And it was one of the ICE deportation vans. And apparently they were in Philly to pick somebody up. And somebody then obviously torched the car, torched the van. So there's going to be some serious federal charges coming someone's way. But it was somebody, I guess, that was opposed to how ICE is handling this situation. So we'll see what happens. I hope they get the numbers up. When President Trump isn't happy, usually he'll say you're fired. So hopefully we won't see any of that. Also, if you missed it, Baltimore City Police Department is offering new incentives to join the department. And this is something I've been seeing statewide. We have 50 trainees expected to graduate this summer in Baltimore City, but they're still down 500 plus officers. And I just wanted to mention that defund the police movement, that did a lot of damage. It did a lot of damage. And I notice, you know, those that are supposed to be these experts and scholars and I've got a PhD in this and PhD in that, the elitist, you know, when it comes to studies that we should really focus on, like, you know, what happened after the pandemic, the lockdowns, all that nonsense, what happened, you know, because of the defund the police movement, all that nonsense, what happened because of the consent decrees, all that nonsense, they never look at those things, right? Because that was their ideas. You know, to them, that was just great. It worked out just fine. But if they really wanted to study and really gather data, I suggest they start there with the defund the police movement. And I would love for them to point their fingers back at themselves and realize just how stupid of an idea that was. And then when you said defund the police, what did they say? We really meant reallocating the funds. You know, it's like, that's not what you meant. And if it was what you meant, why didn't you say that? Because you wanted to say something against the police, right? You think you're the new NWA, F the police. That's you? Isn't that you? Well, look what you did. Look what you did. Well, anyways, I just wanted to mention that. If you have anybody in your family or friends or what have you, and they're thinking about joining the police department, let them know that they've got all kind of incentives now. You can find it on their website. You know, my daughter still does want to be a police officer, so I'm hoping these incentives will still be there by the time she goes into the academy. I did want to talk about what's going on in Carroll County, not because I'm biased, and I love the fact that Dr. Greg Balvo and Kristen Zimmer are both on the school board there in Carroll County, but because they're dealing with a lot of issues surrounding Kerwin. Jessica Babb with Fox 45 has a story. Take a listen.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Kai Jackson.
And I'm Maxine Stryker. The blueprint has been a controversial plan since its implementation in 2021, promising to pump $30 billion into Maryland public schools to boost performance.
But the big question is where the money comes from and who will be impacted. That's a question everyone's answers to. Tonight, we have team coverage on the state's budget issues.
And we begin with Jessica Babb and a potential solution to frustration over the blueprint in Carroll County.
School board members are hoping the Carroll County commissioners will give them additional funding so they don't have to make some of the proposed cuts. And while we wait to see how the county commissioners respond, overwhelmingly, school board members said state education mandates were putting a strain on the school system.
There's no way to cut out of this problem.
Standing outside the Carroll County school system.
They need to keep the school system functioning at the level that is acceptable to the community.
With signs up.
Cutting more staff will destroy our schools and will destroy our community.
It's really about our community.
Parents are protesting proposed budget cuts.
We cannot allow any more cuts in this county.
The cuts, which could impact nearly 100 positions, including school counselors and reading and math specialists. Class sizes would increase and other staff members would be reassigned.
I'd like to begin tonight.
School Superintendent Cynthia McCabe says that was proposed to meet blueprint education mandates.
Right now, we are trying to move money around within our system to get into compliance with that blueprint law.
But on top of that, there were other reductions proposed to make up for a more than $3 million deficit in the school system's operating budget.
They're all difficult decisions.
Two conversations.
We are experiencing an unprecedented budget crisis.
Getting intertwined into one in this Carroll County School Board meeting Tuesday.
I refuse to allow Blueprint to eviscerate our school system.
But instead of voting on cuts,
The yeas have it.
The school board voted to ask the Carroll County commissioners for around $57 million. A large part of that covering the cost of the state mandated education reforms.
I think all of us, Board of Education and the Board of County Commissioners, were hoping that we would get some relief from Annapolis for blueprint compliance. We haven't gotten that for 3 years. So now this is where the rubber hits the road, and this is where we have to move our funding around to meet those requirements.
Are we going to ask for $50 million every year? You know, what we need to do is fight blueprint. Again, do something about these silos or these buckets and say, you know, this is not affordable. It's not sustainable.
And that was at the very end there. That was Dr. Greg Malvo, new to the school board, along with Kristen Zimmer. But I, you know, this, you know, Blueprint, Kerwin Commission, whatever you want to call it, this is a nightmare. And I feel as though when it comes to Carroll County, and I could be wrong on this, but, you know, whether it's working with Moms for Liberty, you know, you have Kid out there, you have so many great people doing a great job. But it seems to me that because Carroll County is somewhat of a red county, I feel as though the powers that be in this state really, number one, do not care about how they're impacted by any of their decisions, including the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. If you remember, in Carroll County, they were able to get some of the books off their shelves that were very inappropriate for elementary school kids, and that Moms for Liberty really led that charge. But they were able to do that. And then what the response was, Democrats in Annapolis then decided to push it statewide because Carroll County was able to get the books off their shelves by going through their school board. And so here's a situation where now the school board is trying to figure all this out. And I feel bad. I don't envy the job they had before them. But trying to figure out this budget, knowing that there's going to be cuts, knowing that, you know, you're not going to get any help from the state. We're facing a $1 billion budget deficit. And it sounds to me that they can't even, you know, they're not going to be able to manage this. They're not going to be able to juggle it. But I believe that Carroll County is not the only county. This is why, when it comes to school boards, those elections are so important. They really are, because what Carroll County needs is, you know, they need allies across the state. They need other school boards. They need more parents. They need so many more people to say, you've got to knock this Kerwin Commission, whatever you want to call it, the blueprint, you got to knock it off the table. And right now, the teachers union, they're so organized, they're the ones pushing them back. This is why Moms for Liberty, this is why they were labeled the hate group. Remember that? They were calling them all kinds of names. It was Moms for Liberty. They were saying, oh, they're a hate group. It's a something organization. It was like all these things. And I'm like, what, a bunch of moms? I mean, they're in Carline most of the time sharing brownies and cupcake recipes. What are you talking about? They were acting like they were like this, you know, they were a mafia or something. I'm like, It's Kit Hart and friends, you know? Like, she's always smiling. What are you talking about? So anyways, this is what, you know, when we say elections have consequences, this is one of the consequences. And hopefully, I'm going to reach out to Dr. Greg Malvo. I know they're very busy. And also Kristen Zimmer. I'm going to see if I can get them on the show next week to talk about this. There's got to be more that we can do, and I would love to talk to them and understand how we can help out. You know, is it something where we've got to all go up to Annapolis and, you know, raise our voices? Is it, you know, do we need to go to some of these school board meetings and raise our voices? Tell us what we need to do. Tell us what we need to do, and we'll be there, right? Just like how we have a Delegate Latoya Cagola on the show earlier today. And they told us what we needed to do. We had to show up in Anne Arundel County to make sure that she was, and I think she was going to get the seat anyways, the vacancy. But you know what? She had large numbers of people there because she got the word out. People showed up in support of her. You know, it does matter. It does make a difference. And so now we have a true fighter up there in Annapolis, along with our other Republicans. Could you imagine if we had somebody that was kind of like, you know, a Republican in name only in that seat? I wouldn't want to see it. So I'm glad that we have LaToya. But I'm going to see, I'm going to reach out to Carroll County, and I'm going to see if we can get them on the show. And that way we can get our marching orders and figure out what we need to do. Also, real quick, speaking of guests, tomorrow we're going to have Brian from Free State Gun Range on the show. He wants to talk about House Bill 387 and House Bill 937. One allows 11% tax on firearms. We briefly discussed this last week, 11% tax on firearms. And then the other bill puts 12% tax on gun accessories and ammo. And obviously, there are a lot of gun owners, gun shop owners, range owners that are very concerned about this excess tax. And, you know, this is what we've been talking about. They're going to nickel and dime us to death. And then they're going to make their rounds on CNN and MSNBC and say, no, no tax increases. Right. And then they're just making it worse and tougher for people to exercise their Second Amendment right. Right now, and we heard this from whether it was Free State Gun Range or MR Tactical, they'll tell you, most of the individuals coming and buying guns right now are women. They're women. Why do you want to increase the price? You know what I mean? Why? And I'll also say there's a lot of black women now purchasing firearms. Are you increasing the price of firearms on black women, Democrats in Annapolis? Hello? Let me know, because that's something we can talk about. Do you want to talk about it? I don't think you want to have that conversation. Not with me, anyways. All right. There was a couple other things that I did want to get to. One of them, real quick here, medical emergencies. I don't know if you've been having any issue, whether you're calling 911 or when you go to a hospital. I hope that nobody here listening today has a medical emergency. That's number one. Let me go ahead and get that out of the way. I hope no one has a medical emergency. I hope that we all have a clean bill of health. But if you have a medical emergency and you end up in the city of Baltimore, it may take you days to be seen. I know. And you're probably thinking, Kim, that sounds like Canada and universal health care. Trust me, I know. But it's even worse than that, because this is an emergency. This isn't like going to try to see some specialist because, you know, you have a pain in your side, but you've been dealing with it for a month. This is an emergency. I want you to take a listen. Rebecca Pryor with Fox 45 has a story. And you can hear Councilman Yitzi Schleifer giving his thoughts on the matter as well.
According to Baltimore City Councilman Yitzi Schleifer,
I think it's a matter of life and death.
Baltimore City's EMS system is experiencing an emergency of its own.
Across the board, we have a high call volume, and we're short-staffed. And so when our EMS personnel are standing in the hallways of ambulance bays at hospitals for extended period of time, that's keeping them from saving lives of patients out on the street.
At a recent hearing with Baltimore City's fire department, frustrations raised over the amount of time ambulances are spending held up at area hospitals. Between the time an ambulance arrives and leaves a hospital, the department says 30 minutes is the national standard. But in Baltimore City,
it really runs about 50 minutes to an hour.
Earlier this month, fire officials saying Sinai Hospital held them the longest, averaging 70-minute drop-off times.
And so that's more than double what would be average, and that's quite concerning.
In response, Sinai Hospital claiming wait times are influenced by a number of factors, including high inpatient volumes brought on during cold and flu season. But they're far from alone.
Maryland ranks dead last in hospital offload around the country. It's a Maryland is dead last. We're 50th in offload.
And if ambulances are waiting, patients are too. According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, for the past 8 years, Maryland has had the worst ER wait times in the nation, with patients waiting an average of 4 hours to be seen.
So I'm like, okay, he got there in the ambulance. Why is he not in a bed?
Overnight at Johns Hopkins Howard County Medical Center.
I'm going to get someone. I'm sorry we're full. I'm sorry there's no beds. Just the same stories, but no urgency, no real care, no real compassion.
Shameen Coleman says her daughter's boyfriend waited nearly 7 hours to be seen for complications related to a gunshot wound he sustained last December.
In pain, constipation, vomiting, throwing up. His wounds were oozing. fluids.
And once he did see a doctor,
they said he needed to be admitted, but there's still no beds.
Coleman says they're now making the trip to George Washington University Hospital in D.C., hoping to receive more timely care.
Because the wound is in his stomach and it's affecting his kidneys and intestines, he needs to lay back. He's been sitting in a wheelchair this whole entire time.
The hospital says due to privacy laws, they can't comment on a specific case, but did say addressing this issue is a top priority for JHM, leaving people like Coleman asking, how long will they have to wait to see shorter wait times?
There's no care. There's no love. There's no real support. And no one listens.
All right, and that's a heartbreaking story there from that mother as she waits for hopefully having her son being seen from this gunshot wound to the stomach. Sounds like this is a very serious matter. She said it was oozing. It sounded like it was infected. You know, this is, again, no leadership. We got rid of plastic bags. What other stuff? We got rid of leaf blowers. We focus on the dumbest stuff. And here, a mother's got to go now, drive down to D.C. with her son with a stomach wound from a gunshot and hoping that he gets the attention that he needs in time, because that sounds awful. The way she was describing it, that sounded really bad. But this is, like, where's the leadership? I know those Councilman Gitzy Schleifer out there talking about it, but if you heard there, we're 50th here in the country. Maryland has the worst wait times in the country. You know how they always use that talking point? Well, it's nationwide. It's happened all over the country. They can't say that this time. It's just here. We'll continue this conversation when we get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
They care about the government jobs for a couple of reasons. All of those government workers are unionized and they vote slavishly Democrat, like 98% of the time Democrat. So they want that. And then also there is the largesse of the government and making people rich. There's a lot of people who are very, very rich in the federal government, even though they make government salaries. And we're understanding the reason why this is all happening.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Just like any day, I appreciate you guys joining me. I know that you have options. Don't forget, tomorrow we're joined by Brian from Free State Gun Range talking about House Bill 387 and House Bill 937, which puts tax on firearms and gun accessories and, of course, ammo. And he'll join us around 10 o'clock tomorrow. When it comes to medical emergencies, Councilman Gitzy Schleifer, I'm glad that you're on it. But hopefully we can do something about that. I'll keep my eye on that story. But it's very disheartening to hear that we just don't have the staff or the manpower. Meanwhile, we have some of the best hospitals in the world. So that doesn't make any sense. Before we go today, I wanted to tell you about these cult members that were arrested in Maryland, but you don't have to hear it from me. Jeff Abel with Fox 45 has a story. Take a listen.
Three members of a cult-like group arrested in Maryland will remain in jail as the FBI probes their possible connection to at least six homicides, including the killing of a Border Patrol agent. Fox 45's Jeff Abel has been following this bizarre story all week.
Yeah, Jeff joins us live right now with an update on the investigation. Jeff.
You know, at a bond hearing this morning, a judge ordered the three to remain in jail without bond as federal agents attempt to connect a trail of violence to members of the cult.
It was here along the stretch of Frostburg farmland where a property owner Sunday afternoon approached the drivers of two box trucks which were parked on his property. In charging documents, officers write, the subjects were told they were not allowed on the property. The subjects then asked if they could camp at the location for a month. When officers arrived at the scene, they found three members of what police believe is a West Coast cult, leader Jack Lesoto, Michelle Sajko, and Daniel Blank. And according to police documents, they were heavily armed. A long rifle in the back of the truck, a handgun on the floorboard, a loaded handgun in a waistband. All are believed to be members of a California cult made up mostly of transgendered women, which is now tied to at least six homicides, including last month's shooting death of Border Patrol agent David Milan in Vermont.
What happens, you get this paranoia when you're in a cult like this, and the leader makes you hate the world but love each other.
It's still unclear what brought these West Coast residents to Western Maryland, but for Mike Gimble, the behavior seems all too familiar. When he turned 20, he checked into a drug treatment program in Los Angeles and didn't check out until 7 years later. The Synanon Rehab Program had become a violent cult. The owner had become a leader, and Gimble was entrenched.
We became very violent because our charismatic leader convinced us that everyone on the outside world was out to get us. So we bought guns and we were crazy.
Gimble escaped in the middle of the night and is now featured in an HBO documentary. But in Western Maryland, three members of the so-called Zizion group are locked up without bond as federal agents attempt to understand who's behind this latest trail of terror and why.
What a crazy story, right? What a crazy story. Most of them are transgender, and I think that's why the story isn't much bigger. But we were talking about the Californication of Maryland because we went over the town hall with Armstrong Williams and our governor, Wes Moore. Remember, he was very vocal about making Maryland a safe haven for those in the trans community and also those, that are rehabilitating from, you know, drug use and things like that, because that's, we have those all over the place. They were in a great state to hide. They were in the perfect state to hide. It's funny how they knew that, right? Well, I'm glad they're behind bars, and I hope that there's some justice for that Border Patrol's family. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show, and I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electric